With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
Seems like every time somebody had just had their church had fallen apart, their marriage had fallen apart, their lives had fallen apart, then God would introduce them to Chris and Carol Green. I'm like, God. I'm not putting attention on us, but I'm talking about look at how God's been leading your life. What was the circumstances of your birth? How have you grown up? I guarantee you'll find your purpose and God's calling upon your life. What's Pastor Chris getting at? That God has established something here in this region that he has been planning for many, many years. And all we're doing is now stepping into our role and our place. And no matter how you got started, no matter how things began, God is still moving, adjusting, preparing. We've been calling this equipping time, equipping us for the harvest. He's been getting us ready for the people who were born in situations just like us. See, it took me longer than 2 minutes to explain that. So for the person who they also were born in a family where mama had just lost a baby, or their brother just got killed, or somebody died, or somebody just got a negative report from the hospital, or they just lost their job, or they just lost their home. Well, if you're only going to give me 8 seconds, you aren't going to give me time to tell you how God brought me out of devastating situations. Yeah, come on, bless the Lord. If you're only going to give me 2 minutes, not just Chris and Carol, but all of us, if we're only going to give us 2 minutes to talk, it'll take me a whole lot longer than that. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at testimonies in the room because now, you know, we've shared testimonies with one another. And then if you ain't gonna give Juanita but 2 minutes, she can't tell it all in 2 minutes. But it's gonna take her more than 2 minutes just to tell one story. Because God has brought this woman through some incredible things. But there are some people, and she shares her story, she shares out of her life. But can you see the devastation that the enemy's trying to impose upon America, where people stay so distracted and so detoured that those of us who are truly wheat, those of us who really have something, the enemy is working to keep our stories from coming out. God gave me a song many years ago, said, "I'm not ashamed of my story because my story gives him glory. His grace is written in the pages to be proclaimed through all the ages. I'm not ashamed of my story because my story brings him glory. It's not a private testimony. I'm a living letter. I'm a living letter for the Lord." Come on, bless the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I'm saying this to you, that even though our world is drastically changing and there's a lot of devastation all around us and the enemy is working through anti-social media, we are praying. Yeah, I said that on purpose, anti-social media. We are praying that God would give us breakthrough, because in the midst of the technology, one thing that I know that's still the same, people are still the same. People still need love. People still need a hug. People still need reassurance. People still need somebody to take some time with them. People still need to be encouraged. Thank you, Lord. And even though many of them may be very cynical, because nowadays, if someone tries to demonstrate these things to them, their question is, what do you want? Even if they don't ask you, you know, they kind of do that reserve thing. You see it in their spirit, what you want, what you want from me. But that's why we're fishers of men. Fishermen, they throw out the bait, and they know how to move the bait around, the lure. They know how to move it around to catch the little fish attention until they start following the bait. And so every day we get a chance to be a little bit of bait. The hook is in us. See, that's because, you know, that's how they do it. It's the bait is on the hook. The hook is within us. I think that for quite a few years, sometimes the church has tried to throw out baitless hooks. You need to get saved. You just throw the hook out in the water. No. It's not just you need to get saved. It's you need to live saved in front of them.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.